Chapter 1. While you were sleeping. This chapter explains what sleep actually is, why we need it, and what kind of things can scare it off. Understanding why you're tossing and turning will help to pinpoint the things you need to focus on to sleep better. What is sleep? Sleep is a curious beast, and trying to discover exactly what happens when we drop off has provoked many a restless night for scientists. The processes we go through when snoozing are extraordinarily complex. However, there is one thing that everyone agrees on. Sleep is essential to maintaining a functioning brain and body. Without it, we'd turn into zombies, a state you might recognize after pulling an all-nighter. Sleep gives us a chance to recover and regenerate. It's an active process. While you're dreaming of winning the lottery and skipping through fountains of champagne, your body is undertaking activities vital for life. Sleep affects our ability to use language, sustain attention, and summarize what we see and hear. Our brains busily filter information, making memories, and picking out emotional details to create new insights and ideas. What we've learned during the day gets organized, setting in motion how we feel and act when we wake up. And that's just the psychological side. The physical processes are dramatic too. Your body is relaxed into a state of paralysis to stop you acting on your dreams, and the endocrine system, the collection of glands that regulate such things as metabolism, growth, and repair, kicks in, secreting hormones that keep you asleep. Sleep. The facts. Sleeplessness is one of the most common complaints heard by doctors. 51.3% of adults in the UK struggle to drop off at night, with 1 in 10 suffering from insomnia, a persistent inability to obtain adequate uninterrupted sleep. This alarming stat jumps to 1 in 5 in people over 65 years old. It's perhaps unsurprising, then, that sleeplessness is considered a major public health problem. The Office for National Statistics conducted a large study investigating the most common health concerns amongst the UK's